This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Second most wins in Stars franchise history. They only needed 1 point to clinch the top spot of the West. Dallas victorious.
I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Looks like the Dallas Stars are all in as they get ready for the playoffs. And Stephen Jones and the Cowboys draft 1 week from tonight. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin in the Hall Buick GMC Hall Has It All studio at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale at 92.1 FM, The Team.
Yates with the 1-1. The runner goes. The pitch is lifted high into the air, deep right field. To his left, Adolis Garcia still on the move. He makes the running catch in the corner, and the ball game is over in a wildly entertaining affair, which featured the major league debut of Jack Leiter. The Rangers hold on and defeat the Tigers by the final score of 9-7. The Rangers take 3 out of 4 in the series and improve to 11-9 on the season.
Actually, I'd prefer that they win like 9-1 and all the games are
kind of
boring.
You do. Yeah.
Win 105 games.
Yeah.
You know, win them all by 5 or 6 runs.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what I would prefer.
Yeah, but this was an entertaining game. Kind of went back. High-scoring affair, obviously. But
yeah.
It was a whole lot went on in that game. But the Rangers pulled it out.
3 home runs today and the debut of young Jack Leiter, Al's son.
Mm.
2 years ago, the number 2 pick in the draft. He started off like a house of fire.
And the count had 0 balls and 2 strikes. This pitch on the outside corner for a called 3rd strike. And the Jack Leiter contingent behind home plate goes wild. That's a great way to start.
Yeah, he started out very well. Wound up going 3 1/3, gave up all 7 runs.
Yeah, yeah, and again, a tough start. I mean, but not all bad. Again, he's got it's his debut. He's got some things to work on, but, you know, not all bad.
The kid's got some serious stuff. I watched it early on. I was having lunch with a friend today, man, really, I mean, he's got some stuff.
He's got some stuff.
He's got the demeanor. I mean, he was raised by his dad, Al Leiter,
right,
and his uncle Mark were both big league pitchers. Mm-hmm. His first cousin is a big league pitcher.
Yeah.
And so he knows he's grown up around
right.
it. And he's got some serious stuff. His ball moves. But, again, you're facing big league hitters, and you make a mistake and leave one hanging, they will make you pay.
And they did. To some point, as you talked about, gave up all 7 runs. But the offense was there for the Rangers, and the bullpen was pretty good today. So, again, a good series win.
But they did take 3 out of 4,
they did.
As Matt said. Win 9-7. They are 11-9. They lead the division.
Mm.
And a tough weekend series ahead in Atlanta.
Yeah, the Braves are always good. And so another tough series. Detroit's pretty good as well, but another tough series for the Rangers.
All right, so 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. You feel good about the Cowboys? We're a week from the draft. Do you feel good about what the Cowboys can – can the Cowboys getting – it's going to be hard for them to – well, there's no way that they'll be able to fill all their needs in the draft.
No,
they got
they
7 picks, and they got more openings than they do draft picks.
Yeah, there's no way they can address all of the issues and all of the spots they need to fill during the draft, and I'm not sure – how you can feel good about the Cowboys right now because they haven't done much in the offseason. The last game we saw them playing was against Green Bay. So I'm not sure how you can feel good about the Cowboys. You can feel hopeful, and maybe they'll do something in the draft and some more free agency.
Clearly, they are, as Steven said the other day, that you know they're kind of saving money because they've got other people to pay. Most notably, right now, Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb. And we're not even talking about Dak Prescott.
Right. Yep.
I mean, but they've got 3 players that appear to be a priority. If indeed the Cowboys do extend Dak at some point, there's Dak, there's the quarterback, there's the wide receiver, and then there's the star defensive player, Micah Parsons. They're all Cowboys, have been Cowboys for life. The Cowboys have a draft and develop philosophy, and when you've got star players, at some point you're going to have to decide if you're going to re-sign them or not. And if you do, it costs you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys are clearly now trying to make sure that they have the room to do that. They let Tyron Smith get away because, well, last year he played 13 games because of all the injuries he's had. They got 13 games out of him, and that's the best it's been.
That's been pretty good for him,
For him. Mm-hmm. And they looked at the numbers and said, you know what, as much as we love this guy, and he's for us, he'll always be a Cowboy, I kind of see why they let him go.
Of course you do, yeah.
I mean, not they didn't fire him, but they allowed him to go to the Jets in free agency. And there are other guys like that out there. I mean, those are some tough decisions. Easy to second guess if you're not the one making the call.
Right. That's why you make the big money. You got to make these tough decisions. And, you know, you got to the point where you couldn't rely on him. Great player for the Cowboys for a long time. But the Cowboys decided it was time to move on.
The most glaring area where the Cowboys have really not done anything is running back.
I know.
And that's the one, again, that guy touches the ball a lot. And you just feel better if you've got a dude back there.
Yeah, somebody that's a proven and a little bit of a name, a household name, somebody you kind of know a little bit.
I think if they had somehow figured out a way to sign Derrick Henry or Josh Jacobs or one of those guys, if they could have figured out a way, I think people feel a whole lot better.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
You give them the benefit of the doubt on the rest of it. I think that's where the problem is.
Without question, because they haven't done much, period, including at that position. So, there's a lot of concern, a lot of areas to address, but you certainly will feel better if they got a name brand running back in free agency.
You know, Van Risch retired because he was hurt. They lost Tyron Smith because he's old.
Right.
Biotis just got a better deal. He's a young center, been to the Pro Bowl, but, you know, you think, okay, we just talked to one last hour, Bo Limmer.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks again to Bo Limmer, former legacy Red Raider, Robert E. Lee Red Raider.
Wish him well. He's going to do great. He's going to do
Tyler
big things.
Yeah. Arkansas Razorback will be drafted next week. He's a center. And so you've got guys like that out there. The Cowboys are going to go try to find something. They've got a guy, Brock Huffman, an undrafted free agent. They're going to give him a shot at it, but they clearly are going to be looking at some point in the draft, whether it's the first round or the third round or the fifth round or multiple rounds. They're going to have to beef up the offensive line. You always need help on the D-line. The Cowboys could always use another linebacker. As Mickey said, you pretty much throw a dart at the board, there's an opening.
I got a lot of decisions, a lot of spots to fill. And so, again, you can't address all of those spots in the draft, but I think it makes it an intriguing draft because I want to see where the Cowboys go, what they do with what they have.
592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. Love to hear your thoughts on the Cowboys. We're a week away from the NFL draft, which, by the way, you'll hear next Thursday night here on 92.1 FM, the team from ESPN Radio. Open this discussion yesterday. And I'd love to get your feedback on that this afternoon. It concerns gambling. A young man named Jontay Porter plays for the Toronto Raptors, kind of a marginal NBA player. Brother plays for the Nuggets. Got kicked out of the NBA yesterday.
Lifetime ban, apparently.
Lifetime ban, whatever that means. Yep. You know, maybe he gets a chance at some point down the line, but he was a marginal player to begin with.
He was, not a household name.
As an NBA player, probably heard the last of him.
I think so.
He probably blew his chance.
I think he blew his one opportunity.
So, and again, the NBA is all up in arms about it. You know, and I get it. I mean, if you're a pro athlete, you can't bet. You shouldn't be betting at all, but particularly if it involves your sport. Integrity of the game is everything. You have to believe the games are played on the up and up. When you lose that, then you lose the fans. Then it becomes pro wrestling, which great athletes, but it's scripted.
Right.
They know who the winner's going to be.
That's right.
More or less.
Yes.
Now, they put on a great show, but again, they know who the winner's going to be. It's scripted. Well, you don't want that. You don't want the.
You can't have that.
You don't want the Cowboys Giants game to be scripted.
You can't have it.
You wouldn't want the Mavericks against the Clippers over these next seven
games.
Can't have that. That's right.
Yeah, you can't have it.
I mean, I hope the Mavericks win, but you don't know.
Well, it's going to be a good series, but
you hope it's going to be contested on the up and up.
That's right.
And if the Mavericks lose, it's because Luka didn't hit enough threes.
That's right, because the Clippers were a little better.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. So, that's everything. But, on the other hand, and I get all that, and I've preached that for years. That's why Pete Rose got banned from the game. But, on the other hand, you got all these leagues taking the money right now.
Yeah.
They're advertising gambling like crazy. So, I see hypocrisy here. Am I the only one out there who does? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. I see some hypocrisy there.
There's some of that. I'm sure you – yes. I mean, it's hard to argue against that, but you got to understand the rules. And nobody really should have to tell you that as a player you can't bet on games. You know, it's just part of – you know that. You can't do it. But I understand what you're saying. But this is kind of where we're going and heading with the gambling stuff. And maybe somewhere down the road they'll loosen up some of the laws, the rules, but you're never going to be able to vote or bet on your own games. And so you can't do it.
For trivia today, for a TXM gift card, by the way, you can use it either here or Tyler, I have come up with a Rangers rookie pitcher trivia question today.
Okay.
Since Mark Leiter, Jack Leiter, made his big league debut today. He's a rookie starter. This former Rangers rookie saved 40 games in his rookie season. Name him at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. This former Rangers pitcher saved 40 games in his rookie year. We thought at the time he was going to be the next big thing.
Yep.
He was going to be the next great relief pitcher and was for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. This former Rangers rookie saved 40 games during his rookie season. Name him at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Now, we're at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse. We are in Lindale this afternoon at a place we love to come. We generally alternate this between the TXM here off Highway 69 in Lindale or TXM on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler. We kind of alternate back and forth, right? And so today we're in Lindale. It's their turn this
month.
That's
right.
They have, in addition to the great food, by the way, their lunch special is really cool. At lunch at both locations, all non-alcoholic drinks Monday through Friday for a penny.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
That's
that is okay.
Mm-hmm. Only way to make that better is to give it to them for nothing.
Now that's pretty
but
close.
A penny's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
Anyway, that's a great drink special. And, of course, live music. This Seven Bridges Music Hall, really pretty cool. It is a venue, really. Tonight's Second Childhood will be here. But they have Mason Garner coming in tomorrow night. Brandon Bamberg, a heck of a young country singer, coming in on Saturday night. Tyler has live music as well, including Chris Lee Mathis at TXM Tyler tonight. Chris Cunningham tomorrow. Kid Icarus Project, great local band, on Saturday night. Sunday brunch with Low D. That's a jazz group. And Low D will be at their really, really good brunch at TXM Tyler on Sunday. And, again, all of that at either location. Great atmosphere. And, again, they're both under the TXM name. They're both similar but both very different in their atmospheres. And, again, love the Seven Bridges Music Hall because it's really a fun place to come and watch an event. It's big enough to have room, but small enough to be intimate. How about that?
I think that, yeah.
And we're under this big old Texas flag.
That's a big old flag.
That's a big old flag.
I think the way I like the way you described it.
Did you like that?
I do. Because I like intimacy. And that's exactly what this is.
Okay. Astros did not play
today. Don't move on from that.
They're in Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow. I need to check on this. I think it was Jeff last hour asked if the Rangers will be invited to the White House this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm guessing yes.
I'm guessing yes.
If they can make it work.
Why not, right.
Generally how that works, I mean, most of the teams, especially a baseball team, would be in a situation where chances are they're going to play a road series either this year at Baltimore or at Washington against the Nationals. I haven't looked at the Rangers' schedule. I know they play Washington this year. I don't know if they play them in Washington. But they will certainly play a series in
Baltimore.
They're
going to play the Orioles, yeah.
And Baltimore is just right down the street. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing if they do go to the White House and see, this case, President Biden, because he'd still be in office no matter what happens in this next election, he will be the president during the baseball season this year. So the Rangers would be invited, and at some point the World Series champions, they would visit the White House under President Biden, and he's done that several times. He's had multiple visitors over the years, but I just don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
But I guess the chances are the Rangers probably will wind up maybe getting an opportunity at least to visit the White House. If they can logistically make it work,
there
maybe
you go.
They'll do
there
that.
You go. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be there sometime this season. We'll see.
Again, our trivia question. Again, Ranger Jack Leiter made his big league debut today, and he didn't have the best rookie start ever, but he also showed flashes of
brilliance. There were flashes, right, yeah.
He's got some serious stuff. And this Rangers rookie pitcher once saved 40 games. Mm. Name him for a TXM gift card. First correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days at 592-5200. Mike, I don't think Mike's a trivia guy today, but he wants to talk about the Rangers on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I was just going to what Jeff said about the Rangers going to the White House. I really don't care if they do or not because they got no respect. Doug Gottlieb said nobody cared if they won the World Series. But when I was at the parade with 750,000 people, I think somebody cared.
Well, we all cared.
Yeah,
that's
we
for
cared.
Sure, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Really, but baseball, one of their problems, Mike, right. and I think you could say that about anybody other than the Yankees or the
right,
Dodgers.
That's true.
You know,
yeah,
and maybe the Cubs.
Cares, yeah.
And so most of these teams, let's say Arizona had won that World
right.
Series. It'd be the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know,
be.
I mean, there's four teams, really, I'd say right now there's maybe four teams in baseball that have any kind of a national footprint.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees,
that, yeah.
the Dodgers,
yes.
maybe the Boston Red Sox,
and
maybe,
Cubs.
And maybe the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
But otherwise, everybody else, they're
kind of regional,
they're
right?
just kind of regional.
Yeah.
So you'd say that about just about anybody, I think, don't you think? What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I just don't think they would get 750,000 people to come to their parade like they did in
right.
Texas.
But, you know, I mean, the at the White House, they've invited everybody from Olympic champions mm-hmm. to NBA champions. I mean, all kinds of pro,
right.
you know, teams. And it's happened under a number of presidents. Has nothing to do, shouldn't have anything to do with politics. I mean,
no.
but this goes back, I guess, to Reagan maybe even. I think
that's probably right.
Maybe Reagan
yeah.
was the first one to do it. Am I right about that?
Not sure,
I
but, yeah,
wrong,
probably.
But I think
could
maybe.
Be right, yeah.
But anyway, it's happened.
I
remember the Cowboys
sure
visited
right.
the White House. You know, they won their 390 Super Bowls. Clinton, I think, was the president all three times.
How about that?
You know, so they were going, you know, I don't know what Jerry's politics
Bill.
Are, but, you know, they went to see Bill Clinton, I yeah. think, three times. Well, you know, in those 3 out of 4 years when they won.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right, Mike.
I'd just like to wish Bo all the luck, and I hope he goes to the right team because he deserves it.
All
there
right.
You go.
Appreciate that,
yeah.
buddy. Thanks a lot.
We're all hoping the same thing.
I'm a Robert E. Lee alumni, and more power to him.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's
yeah.
been a while. Appreciate the call. Last year, DeMarvion Overshawn from ARP was a Cowboy draft pick.
And we're expecting him to do big things.
And it's
stay
not
healthy.
Every year that we have a kid right in our backyard drafted.
Nope.
There was that kid who has number 15 on for the Chiefs
he's
who was drafted
good.
A few
yeah.
years
he's
ago.
A marginal
that's
player.
Worked, yeah.
yeah.
He's a marginal player. But we don't have that every year, but this
no.
kid right around here.
A lot of kids have dreams of getting to the NFL, but very few get there, and so Bo's going to get his shot.
I think 15 has done okay with
he's
the Chiefs.
Okay.
Think he's
yeah,
okay.
he's
I think
old.
He's going to make
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, we'll take a shot at trivia. Walker, good afternoon, buddy. How you
Walker.
Doing?
Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
I'm just going to say it's wider. Leiter would have been helped out if Leody had run that ball down earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
He probably would have stayed in the game a little longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, but as far as the trivia, I believe it's Neftali Feliz.
It was, who saved 40 games in 2010 his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
He was the rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And looked yeah. like he was off to a Hall of Fame caliber career as a – and then that 2011 World Series came along.
That – and then when a closer loses it, man – right? When a closer yeah. loses it, they just kind of
But sometimes they get it back.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they just don't
I mean,
get it back.
It is a yeah. tight wire act.
It really is.
That a big league closer walks. And Neftali Feliz walked it. He had that 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, when he was on, he was unhittable. I never will forget maybe the single biggest moment in Rangers history was when he struck out A-Rod
right.
to win that 2010 American League pennant.
Mm-hmm.
Even over Sabor's – I mean, no, Sabor's is strikeout.
I mean, that's the
World
that's
got to be.
Come on now.
But – for drama and striking out Alex
that
Rodriguez.
Was high drama. Yeah, that was high drama.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it couldn't have been any sweeter than that 2010 ALCS when Feliz fanned Alex Rodriguez, okay? All right. Okay. Walker, you're exactly right, buddy. So we'll send you a TXM gift card. How about that?
I appreciate it. So hopefully the Rangers, I was at game one last year of the World Series, and hopefully they go back this year.
There you go, Walker. Let's put Walker on hold and send him a gift card. To TXM, he can take his pick, come to Lindell or go to Tyler, either one.
There you
that?
Go. Take your pick, Walker.
Take your pick,
Texas
Walker.
Texas Rangers.
Walker, Texas Rangers. 520, 92.1 FM, the team, and the Team Sports Radio mobile app powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
You're on the team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, the team.
Spend a moment talking to Mike Jordan. Jordan's Avena, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West. We've had Mike on all week, and he's been selling stuff, and he's got more coming in. What's going on, bud?
We do. I ordered a bunch more freezers today. Should have those Tuesday. But we got a good selection now. We've got upright. We've got chest. We've got everything from small to giant chest freezers. I mean, the biggest chest freezers anybody can buy out there. We've got them in stock. You don't have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks. And we guarantee to beat any price, and we guarantee that you won't pay any city or county sales tax. We have that every day. We've even got freezers that have 10-year limited warranties on some of them. But we've also got quite a few air conditioners right now, both regular air conditioners and heat cool units. We carry those year-round, but they are on special right now, preseason. Buy them now. You can save a considerable amount. And we got dishwashers, American-made dishwashers in stock in black or white or stainless, $299 in stock. We also just got a great deal on some Maytag deluxe dishwashers, and limited availability on those. But good prices all around, Bill. Actually, great prices all around.
There you go. And no city or county sales tax in Van Zandt County. That's Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West, and always open to the web at jordanswarehousedivision.com.
Every realtor is a real estate agent, but not every real estate agent is a realtor.
Realtor is held to a certain higher standard of ethics.
Coleman Fitzgerald is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We're 100% doing the right thing to represent you, not doing what maybe make us money at a quicker, faster rate.
For a realtor, getting the true market value of your home always comes ahead of getting a quick sale.
It's a lot easier to sell a house below market value without the work that it would take to do things correctly. We do the right thing. We're not going to knowingly let somebody underprice the value of their home.
A realtor member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors brings you local expertise together with the highest ethical standards. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit gtar.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors. GTAR.com.
You know, if all you need from your bank is for them to accept your deposits and clear your checks, just about any bank will do. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. But if you're an independent business owner like I am, and if you want to grow and prosper, chances are you're going to need more than that from your bank. In that case, where you bank matters a lot. And that's why I bank in Austin Bank. If you need lending capital to expand, to replace aging equipment, to solve an unexpected problem, or to seize a strategic opportunity, the out-of-town mega banks will likely just waste your time. But you'll have the full attention of a lending officer at Austin Bank, and you'll get a quick decision. Loans to locally owned independent businesses like yours and mine are at the very core of Austin Bank's asset portfolio. And a relationship with a banker who lives and works where you live and work will be one of your best assets. If your bank isn't meeting your needs, make an appointment with a banker at Austin Bank. Austin Bank, with you for good. They're member FDIC and online at austinbank.com.
This is Judy for Jim's Jewelers. We want to let everyone know that Thomas Ryan, a graduate gemologist and professionally trained appraiser, will be in our store this coming Tuesday. A lot of our customers have expressed the need for an upgraded appraisal for their insurance company, or they've just been wanting to get their jewelry pieces insured. Maybe you've inherited a piece of jewelry that you don't know anything about. Well, this is the time for all that. Mr. Ryan will provide same-day service, all done right here in our store. Call now to schedule your appointment. Bring any paperwork you have that describes your jewelry, even a previous appraisal. Many East Texans have already taken advantage of this appraisal opportunity. Jim's Jewelers is located at 2009 Old Troop Highway, just down the street from Potpourri House and behind the Days Inn. Next Tuesday, appraisals at Jim's Jewelers. Jim's Jewelers, 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Dallas Cowboys have had the worst offseason in the NFL. The worst. They lost their starting center. They lost a behemoth left tackle in Tyron Smith. Don't have a starting running back. They lost Armstrong and Hankins and Van Der Esch on the defensive side. So to me, like, what is the goal here with not paying CeeDee Lamb already? You have three players that should be the cornerstone of your franchise, yet there's already reports out there that Dak is going to have to play the last year of his deal. They're not going to commit to him long term. There's reports that they don't like Micah Parsons in certain aspects. Now there's reports that CeeDee Lamb is going to hold out if he doesn't get a new contract, which he should do. But if the goal coming into the offseason for the Cowboys was to fix their culture and focus on winning and make it all about ball, then they're failing absolutely miserably. These three guys have helped you win 12 games over the last 3 years. I know Cowboys fans have to be tired of this circus and this continual song of dance of just getting attention but not winning when it matters. I would rather the Cowboys just come out and say, hey, all you guys are going to play on your contracts and we're not going to do this whole thing. But in order for the Cowboys to truly be all in, they can't be all out on their three best players. The Cowboys right now are acting like a toxic partner in a relationship. You address something with them, they say, I got you. We're going to focus on ball. We're going to clean it all up. They clean it up for 2 weeks, and then they get right back to doing the same dang thing. And it does feel like we're just having another situation where the Cowboys are focused on more things than just winning.
Robert Griffin dang, III, RG3, all over Dallas.
What
sir?
Is going on with RG? He is all up in there. And see, all in has become a punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. But, again, I'm not sure if they're the worst offseason. They still got some guys. But, listen. They haven't done as much as Cowboy fans want them to do, right? They didn't go out and get big-name free agents.
I say if they'd signed a decent running back, everybody would be happy.
Yeah, now, is it the worst offseason?
I think you're right about crazy.
That. Is it the worst offseason? come on, RG3. But, people like to pick up the Cowboys, so there you go.
Well, he's talking about Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons, and nothing's been done yet. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
528 in the Hall Buick GMC All-As-It-All studio at TXM Lindale. Rangers did win today 9-7. Draft is a week from tonight. Cowboys currently hold the 24th pick, and they're coming off that loss to the Green Bay Packers. Mickey Spagnuolo on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. I don't know that I can remember in recent years more fallout over one game than the fallout that has happened after that game. Am I still right about that, Mick?
Oh, yeah. I think it leaves a cloud over whatever they accomplished during the regular season, either as a team or individual. I can take you back to 94 and talk about a fallout losing that NFC title game when they thought they were going to be the team to win three consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah, that led to Deion a few months later, right? And other stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that, it was all Barry Switzer's fault that they turned the ball over the first three times in the game and fell behind 21-0.
All that notwithstanding, the point he made, I think people want to say, and I'm not in any way defending these guys because I think they've made their share of mistakes, but when people call the Cowboys cheap, maybe they haven't gone out and been able to splurge in free agency, which they've not done in over a decade anyway. Steven has always called it a zero-sum game. They're going to spend the salary cap. The question is, how do you spend the money? And the Cowboys are up against it right now, I guess, with two of their superstar players in CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, are they not?
For sure, CeeDee Lamb. But then again, he's counting right now $17.9 million against the cap. You would like to sign him to a long-term deal to lessen the impact that contract would have against the cap this year. And that's the idea of a long-term deal. But again, it takes two to tango, right? You don't know what they're asking for. We kind of know what the Cowboys can afford going forward. It's not all about this year, because if you sign a guy to a five-year deal, it's next year and the next year after that. So you got to plan going forward. With Micah Parsons, he's under contract. They're going to pick up his fifth-year option, which would be $21 million in 2025. And if they can't come to a long-term deal, they'll franchise him. The same thing with CeeDee Lamb. If they can't come to a long-term deal this year, they'll franchise them next year. You just got to be able to manage the cap so you have a team around some injuries that they suffered last year that they couldn't recover from, right? They didn't have enough linebackers after Leighton Vander Esch got hurt. They were short there. They go into the playoff game, and they didn't have a backup corner they trusted enough to start in place of Stephon Gilmore, and therefore changed their direction on what they did defensively, and it backfired trying to cover up for his injury and knowing that he probably wasn't good to go in man coverage the entire game. So again, you've got to have a team. They ran short at a couple positions because of the money they spent to have to pay some star players on the team. So that is why they're very careful on how they not only dole out the money against the salary cap, but from year to year to year for individual players.
Are we surprised that CD and Micah have not shown up yet for the so-called voluntary workouts?
Yeah, and they are voluntary, right? Right. Here's what surprises me. My guess, and I know what Micah's doing. He did it last year, remember? He might have showed up once every week of the 2 weeks of the OTAs. He's working out on his own. He did it last year down in Austin. As for CD, here's what I don't understand. When guys work out on their own, and I'm sure he's not just sitting on the couch at home, I'm sure he's working out. If you suffer an injury, it's considered a non-football injury, and the team is not responsible for paying you if you happen to miss time or if you get injured for the entire season. To me, unless you're spending, I don't know, $1 million or $2 on an insurance policy, if you're going to work out, you might as well just work out under the jurisdiction of the Cowboys, because you're not creating any more leverage if you're there or if you're not there. It really doesn't matter to them when it comes to dollars and cents under the salary cap. That's not going to change. So until you start missing actual games, which guys don't like to miss paychecks, you're not hurting this club. You're only hurting yourself, in my opinion. And it has nothing to do with being close to the team or not. That's the philosophy I've always had. Because if you suffer that injury, boy, you're in trouble. If you suffer that injury under playing under the franchise tag, the way C.D. Lamb is, you certainly can hurt yourself going forward, something that Dak almost did playing under that franchise when he got hurt in 2020.
Mickey, have they done their big board yet?
That'll be starting to get together probably the end of this week and then the beginning of next week. They went into this week getting players ranked in order by position, meaning I've got these five guys at linebacker. I got these five guys at defensive end, and they start ranking the players by position, and then they'll start ranking them on the big board towards the end of the week or early next week before they start doing what they like to do, is their own mock drafts and try to project what each team will do until the Cowboys get to 24.
Mickey is with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Mickey, teams know they still need running backs. They just don't want to overpay for them anymore. That's about the gist of it, isn't it?
Well, it sort of is. And I guess unless you find someone that's pretty special. I mean, Baltimore paid Derrick Henry, didn't they? Mm-hmm. I think he was going to average, what, $8, $9 million a year and guaranteed him a big free agent contract. So I think it's a matter of, are the colleges producing the type of running backs you would draft in the first round? Detroit did pretty good last year with a first-round running back, didn't they? So I don't know that it's just total. I think it's what's available out there in the market. Since college, you know, colleges have probably devalued the running back too because they want to throw the ball all the time. And you can't just be a running back in the NFL these days. You got to be, you know, one-third a receiver to stay on the field for three downs.
Mickey, your column this week, though, clearly the Cowboys need help on the offensive line. They lost their center and their left tackle in free agency this year. So you even write about that in your column on DallasCowboys.com this week about the center position, basically. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think everybody just assumes that when they do these mock drafts that at 24 the Cowboys have to take an offensive tackle. Well, in my books, is whoever you take in the draft and where the Cowboys are, I pointed out that a lot of these mock drafts I see, the Cowboys are taking the fifth or sixth best offensive tackle in the draft, or at least that's the way, you know, the grades would look. So do you want that? And is that guy going to be better than Tyler Smith? Because Tyler Smith certainly is very capable of moving the left tackle, and I'd rather be looking for a left guard instead of banking on a young guy to play left tackle for me. And if you do that, then if you're going the offensive line route, what about center? What about the guy that's going to touch the ball 60 times a game? And can you find one of those? Now, if they had to play today, Brock Hoffman, an undrafted as a rookie a year ago or 2 years ago, did spend last year with the Cowboys, played sparingly, and he would have to start tomorrow if they had to play a game. Now, can you find the guy in the draft that can step in and start the way Tyler Biadasz did? Well, when I started looking at available centers, the guy that seemed the healthiest and a potential late first-round pick was Zach Frazier of West Virginia. Not only a three-time All-Big Eight center, but also, and this caught my eye, a four-time West Virginia State heavyweight wrestling champion in high school, and only lost, I think it was one or two matches his entire career. They call him a bulldog. Well, I can use a guy like that at center, and maybe I can pull off a thing similar to what the Cowboys did in 2013 when they drafted Travis Frederick out of Wisconsin. They traded down from 18 to 31, picked up a third-round pick, found themselves a starting center and a starting wide receiver in Terrence Williams out of Baylor. You can probably go down to late 20s, early 30s, to pick up a guy like Frazier. And a lot of people, if you remember, Bill, criticized the Cowboys because, well, Travis Frederick's the second-round pick. Well, they couldn't get him in the second round because he wouldn't have been there by the time they had their second-round pick, and got criticized for a guy that was a two-time Pro Bowler and anchor on that offensive line until he came down with a disease that cut short his career. So to me, if I can find a center like him, or even Tyler Biadasz, who stepped in as a starter, as a fourth-round pick, I want that guy instead of saying, oh, I got to have a tackle, because in my books, they've got one of the better tackles that can move outside and play left tackle for the Cowboys in place of Tyron Smith.
Best player in the draft thing that people have talked about for years, if there was a sleeper position other than offensive or defensive lines, what would you make it as we sit here before this draft?
Well, I don't know if it's a sleeper or if the lights are blinking, but linebacker, running back, and, you know, you're asking maybe first round, but at some point in the draft, they need each one of those.
Yes.
Defensive tackle, Stephen kind of addressed it with Mozzie, but there might be a late first-round pick that's a defensive tackle, and why not? Because right now you don't have many defensive tackles on this team other than Osa and Golston. You lost two guys that you played quite a bit at defensive tackle, so I got no problems doing that. Defensive end, you lost a couple of your rotation guys, and you need some guys in there to help out. DeMarcus Lawrence not getting any younger. You got to hope Sam Williams can step up. And then you got to decide, what's Micah Parsons? Is he a linebacker or is he a defensive end? And I think that will it factor into what they do at those two positions. So there's a lot of things the Cowboys need. And as I continue to say, you can, you know, have a dartboard with positions up on it and throw a dart blindfolded, and I bet what you hit, the Cowboys will need it.
Mickey on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The Cowboys have the 24th pick, and we'll have the first round of the draft live for you from ESPN Radio coming up next Thursday night. It's in Detroit this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. So, again, the Cowboys, I think that the draft is intriguing because they have so many holes to fill. I'd like to see what direction they go in.
540 at the Hall Buick GMC All As It All Studio and the Seven Bridges Music Hall at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
There's lots of ways to cool down during the summer. Drinking ice-cold beverages, going swimming, cranking down the thermostat. If you have an old air conditioning unit, you probably find yourself adjusting your thermostat multiple times a day to keep comfortable. And you likely see high utility bills as a result. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air with good news. We are here to help. Call us now and we can save you up to $1,900 on a new energy efficient AC system. With the latest innovative features and technology, a new home comfort system can actually save you money each month on utility bills while providing the best home comfort. Don't wait. Call the Original Evans Air today at 561-9410 to save up to $1,900 on a new air conditioning system or ask about fantastic financing. The Original Evans Air at 903-561-9410 or visit our website at evansair.net. Do yourself a favor this summer and phone a friend at the Original Evans Air.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
There I was driving down the highway and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations and everyone saying the same thing. SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit orrgmclongview.com. That's orrgmclongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Rusk, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com.
The Texas Broadcast Museum has a world-class collection of exhibits from the golden age of radio and television, and it's located in Kilgore. Highlights include the Lee Harvey Oswald TV camera, a restored 1949 Dumont telecruiser, an original ESPN mobile unit, a complete radio studio, and a fully functional TV news studio. Make plans to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in Kilgore. Open Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 5, and other days by appointment for groups of 10 or more. Look for us online at texasbroadcastmuseum.com.
You're on The Team, All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
Two balls and no strikes. Simeon, both times he reached, he scored, and he might score here. Here's a fly ball deep into left. It sends Green back to the wall. He leaps, can't get it. Home run, Marcus Simeon. His third of the year. We start the game with a leadoff home run. 1-0 Texas.
So the Rangers wound up winning today. Yeah. That was a great way to start the game. He hit three home runs and wound up winning 9-7. Jack Leiter got his first big league start today. His family all there. Al,
that's
his
right.
Dad.
Yeah, he didn't light it up, but you know, he did some good things. Had his spots.
He was good in spurts, but wound up in three and a third, giving up seven runs. I think Leody Taveras failed to run down one of them.
Yeah, and that kind of got Leiter run out of the game. But some of that. He had some bad luck as well. He just gave up too many runs, obviously, but he did have some bad luck and had shown flashes of being what we expect him to become.
We're back here in the Hall Buick GMC All-Azadol Studio at TXM Lindale this afternoon. Second Childhood will be playing tonight from 7 to 9, as they do every Thursday night here. I was looking at one other story today. Last year, Deion Sanders owned the transfer portal.
Yeah.
This year, apparently 14 guys.
Hey, out of there.
have entered the transfer portal from the University of Colorado.
Yeah, kind of surprising me. You know, you'd think everybody wants to go play for prime time, but, you know, he ran off a bunch of kids last year on his own. But
ran
these
off,
kids,
dang, you're the whole team.
He almost rebuilt a whole new team. This time these guys seem to be leaving him. Not sure why, but that's a lot of players to lose.
Jimmy Butler, the former TJC Apache, of course, the Miami Heat, will be out. Well, Miami is playing tomorrow night.
Right.
In a do-or-die game against Chicago. Mm-hmm. Lost to Philly last night, 105-104. He got hurt. MCL injury late, I think, first quarter. He played through
it,
wasn't able to do much.
He wasn't Jimmy Buckets.
And so Butler is out, and Miami may be out. Chicago might just beat them. That game is tomorrow night. The play-in tournament ends tomorrow night. Sacramento will play. Who does Sacramento play tomorrow night? In the Kings and the Pelicans, who lost to the Lakers.
Yeah, Zion is out, too.
And Zion's
out. He's
out.
So some two of the star players will be missing these play-in games.
So the play-in tournament and the Mavericks will take on the Clippers. First game is at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to Chuck Cooperstein, the Mavs radio voice, tomorrow afternoon during the show to kind of preview that series. But I think Dallas has a heck of a chance to win this series.
I think this could probably be the best series in the opening round. I think the Clippers are pretty good. We don't know what happens with Kawhi. He's also banged up, has a knee injury. But I think if he plays, this would be one of the best series, if not the best series in the opening round.
This day, 1985, Tulane abolished its 72-year-old basketball program, at least for a while.
Right.
They brought it back. But the reason was charges of fixed games, drug abuse, and payments to players. The coach of that team is a friend, is Ned Fowler, who was a longtime coach first at Robert E. Lee, then TJC, and then from TJC where he had great success, went to Tulane. Ned's a great guy. He wound up ending his coaching career as the head coach at SFA. Wonderful guy. I think kind of got caught in a situation where, you know, they got out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently some frat rats down at Tulane got to their best player,
right,
a couple of their players, including John Hot Rod Williams.
I remember
the
this,
NBA.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were shaving points.
They were.
And that led to a whole bunch of other things that they found out about the program. I think Ned kind of got caught in the middle of something that, you know, in the end he probably had no control over.
Right.
And it certainly tainted his career. But a great guy, good basketball coach,
mm-hmm,
who got the short end of the stick on that deal. Because once you get associated with something
it's hard to shake that.
But you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember it, vividly. But, yeah, it's hard to shake that once you get that label.
Hot Rod Williams was a first-round NBA draft pick and played in the league for a while, but again, one of those things. They had some, you know, one of the bunch of damn frat rats at Tulane,
right?
You know, guy, they were gambling, and they got to a couple of
they
players.
They got to him,
and they were shaving points.
Was,
you know, and they—I mean, it was clear they were doing it, but you know, this is what it is. I mean, and Tulane actually—they just said to heck with it, and just abolished the program for a while. Now they brought it back. They play basketball again.
They do, and had got to be pretty good for a while. You don't hear much about them now, but yes.
But that happened on this day, 1985, and it's noteworthy because, again, a local guy, Ned Fowler, who coached first in high school at Robert E. Lee, had a great success there, had great success at TJC, and then went from there to Tulane. Out of Tyler Junior College, went to Tulane, coached down there, and had a pretty good thing going there until all of that happened.
Mm.
But did come back and coached at Stephen F. Austin toward the end of his career, lived down in the Nacogdoches area. Really, really a wonderful guy. 549, Hall Buick GMC Hall has it all studio on a Thursday afternoon here at TXM, Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale, texasmusiccity.net on the web. It is 549 on the team.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, the team.
Texas Document Solutions.
Texas Document Solutions, your local document imaging partner. David McCall, owner of Granite Division.
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah, they've been more of a partnership for us.
In what way? Could you be a little more specific, David?
Texas Document Solutions has been able to provide a service and equipment I can appreciate as a business owner.
In fact, David, I understand that you pretty much got a direct line to your Texas Document Solutions sales representative.
Yeah, I've got his number on my cell, and if there's any issues, I'm calling and it gets resolved immediately.
And I've been told you have some fellow business owner friends that you thought would benefit from a good local document imaging partner.
Yes, I've sent them to Texas Document Solutions.
Start your local document imaging partnership with Sharp. Sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions. It's easy to do. Call 903-509-9900. 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
If the windows in your home are the ones a builder installed, it's past time to replace them.
A builder-grade window, a lot of them really aren't much better than a hole in the wall.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
A home built in the 70s, a lot of times will have a aluminum frame, single-pane window. There's not anything much less efficient than that type of window.
New windows from Bullard Siding will make you love your home again.
Windows are really one of those things that you don't realize how bad you needed them until after you've replaced them. Most people look at windows from an efficiency standpoint, and yeah, the more modern window is far more efficient, but it also will greatly update the appearance of a home. It is amazing the transformation that can happen there.
With new state-of-the-art windows from Bullard Siding, your home will be more beautiful on the outside and more comfortable on the inside. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall at Hall Buick GMC on Titus West Loop. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
How about ex-loaners out there?
That's right. You know, we've talked about this previously before, too, and we've got vehicles that are brand new 2024 models, various types of models, Encore GXs, some Acadias, some Enclaves. These vehicles are put in service. You got a vehicle in the shop or whatever, and maybe parts on order, and you're waiting for that. For whatever reason, they'll get up to about 3,000, 4,000 miles. Then we'll put them back on the lot and sell them at huge savings. So take advantage of brand new vehicles. Brand new incentives are all available on these vehicles, but huge savings on ex-loaner courtesy transportation vehicles.
GMC, we are professional grade, and how about 1.9% on Sierras?
That's right. 1.9% is still going on, and that's probably our biggest offer of the year. Most Sierra half-ton crew cabs qualify. 5.3-liter engines also have trade assistance as well. Great deals going on full-size half-ton pickups and great selection.
Check out HallHasItAll.com. Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop. Tyler, Hall Has It All.
It's the best little ice house in Texas, the Republic Ice House, Spur 248 across from UT Tyner. Great food, drinks, the best live music, and biggest games of the year, including the Rangers and the NBA playoffs on the big screen and over 20 TVs. DJ Dez rocks the ice house on Wednesday night. There's karaoke on Thursday, and check out weekly events and specials on their Facebook page at the Ice House on the Spur across from UT Tyner and online at republicicehouse.com.
Guns up to all Texas Tech Red Raiders. The second annual Tyler Chapter Texas Tech Alumni Association Golf Tournament is Monday, May 20th at Tyler's Holly Tree Country Club. The four-person scramble begins at 12:45 or enjoy lunch only with fellow Red Raiders for $35. Sponsorships are available and all proceeds fund local scholarships for future East Texas Red Raiders. For information, email Shauna at shawnatank@sbcglobal.net. That's shawnatank@sbcglobal.net.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking.
And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you, and feed you good.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
Later comes to the set of the belt. 1-1. Jonas swings here, and that's hammered to right field. If it hangs, it's gone. That one is out of here. Just above the seven-foot wall, Jonah Heim pulls a home run to give the Rangers a 4-0 lead.
Rangers wound up winning 9-7, but it was far from easy today. Mm-hmm. That helped Jack Leiter get off to an early start.
Yeah, got him off the hook, right? Yeah.
But the young man who's making his debut today, 3 1/3, gave up seven runs. Looked good at times.
He did. He's
flashes. Got the stuff.
Yeah, he's got it. Shown some flashes. And he'll get better, obviously, just his first start in the offense. They had to pick it up, and they did today, and the bullpen was pretty good. So it's a kind of a team effort. Of course, the starting pitcher has to be a little bit better.
Yeah, the Rangers, again, get the win today, and Kirby Yates got the save. LeClerc got the victory for the Rangers, who come out of Detroit winning 3 out of 4, have a very difficult assignment this weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah, good team. They seem to always be good and in the mix, and they are getting this year. So tough matchup for the old Rangers.
Rangers had 3 home runs today, and again, they leave Detroit with winning 3 out of 4. They've wound up on this series, on this road trip, they are 4-3 overall. Mm. Lost 2 out of 3 in Houston, and now they go to Atlanta this week to try to win if they can. The Astros did not play today. They're in Washington coming up tomorrow. By the way, we'll be at Rudy's Country Shore Barbecue tomorrow. Thanks again to the folks here at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse and Lindale. Second Childhood playing here tonight. Live music this weekend. Great food at both locations, TXM Lindale, TXM Tyner. And, again, thanks to everybody involved this afternoon. Special thanks to Bo Limmer, the former Red Raider, who's going into the NFL draft next week. Mm-hmm. Talked to him earlier today. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
Hi, it's Bill Coates, and I'm here with Matt Flannery of the East Texas law firm of Grant & Flannery. Matt, it's true, isn't it, that a lot of personal injury law firms are more focused on total case volume than they are individual case outcomes?
There are law firms out there that they just get all the cases in they can, and it doesn't really matter what they settle them for, because they got such a volume of them, they're still, these law firms are still going to make a bunch of money, and they know that. We take a different approach. We don't take as many cases as some other firms do, but we get to help a lot of people anyway, and then we maximize the recovery we get for each one of these people when they come to us. That's kind of one of the reasons why people come to us.
If you're injured and in need of legal representation, not all personal injury law firms are the same. Call the East Texas law firm of Grant & Flannery for a no-cost consultation. Matt Flannery and Darren Grant are certified in personal injury trial law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. They're online at gftexas.com.
Spring is a beautiful but fickle season. One minute it's hot, the next it's chilly again. In conditions like these, the steady reliability of a high-efficient AC system can provide some welcome relief. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air Conditioning. Let's see what a new high-efficient AC system can do for you this spring and throughout the year. We will help you find a system that's right for you, and with plenty of high-efficiency options, you could start saving on utility bills every month. And best of all, you know with the original Evans Air, it'll be done the right way. That means careful attention to detail and dedication to your satisfaction. Put our number in your cell phone, 903-561-9410, and visit our website at evansair.net. The original Evans Air for a more comfortable, efficient, and enjoyable spring. Ask about rebates up to $1,900 and fantastic financing. The original Evans Air.
If you could cover the length of a football field in 5 seconds, you could name your price as a pro football player. But cover that same distance while looking down at your cell phone, and the price could be your life. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Toll 49 hopes you'll spread the word. Save time, drive Toll 49, but do it with your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Sponsored by NetRMA, the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. NetRMA.org.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone saying the same thing. SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service, and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Having the right team on your side matters, and that includes the right legal team. Sinclair Law will step up to the plate when life throws you a curveball. The attorneys at Sinclair Law have the knowledge and experience to guide you and your family through life's biggest challenges. Family law, divorce, child custody, criminal and juvenile defense, wills and probate. Sinclair Law is on your team so you can focus on the most important things in your life. Attorneys for you, your children, and your grandchildren. Online at SinclairLawTyler.com. SinclairLawTyler.com. Butler Alignment and Brake is one of the most respected car care centers in East Texas, and it's a lot more than just brakes and alignments. Get your oil changed, your AC checked and repaired if needed, along with other routine maintenance. Butler Alignment and Brake is an ASE-certified shop with an A-plus rating from the BBB. They're the best at brake and alignment, but think Butler Brake and Alignment for complete car care on all makes, foreign and domestic. Locally owned in Tyler on Front Street and on the web at ButlerAlignmentAndBrake.com. That's ButlerAlignmentAndBrake.com.
This is The Team, 92.1 FM, KRWR Tyler. Colin Cowherd, weekdays 11 till 2. You're on.